Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 93 in the book of Revelation. I've got a title today, You Get a Star. This is from Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16. Probably just one verse today. Revelation 22, 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star. So a couple themes are in this single verse alone. First of all, is Jesus's organization and love for his church. I'm going to use the word church in two ways. One is sort of the big church, and the other one is for a specific local church with a name on it that you should be going to. So Jesus loves his church, and Jesus thinks about not just his big church, but he thinks about, the way he says it in this verse, is he thinks about churches. So he thinks about local expressions of his body in various places. That's the way he thinks, and yes, we should be thinking like that too. So yes, this is for you, you independent-minded, mostly American audience. And yes, it is for us as a collective. So we are not going to be in heaven alone. We'd better not be here alone either. We need the church in a big way, and we need the church, a church specifically. And conversely, the local church needs you. So you need a big church and you need a local church, and you can only exert your energy in a church. He's made specific gifts for specific people, for specific bodies of Christ. So you can only settle in and see the workings of God in one place, unless you're, you know, two people. So do you flit between churches without commitment, or do you flit between no churches without commitment? Both of those would be bad answers to this particular question. So Jesus has always loved his church, and Jesus, I get from this passage today, Jesus will always love his church, and he thinks about churches specifically and individually. So we do not live here outside of his church and his churches, which means my specific church. So he's thinking about your interaction within a specific church. He's thinking about his interaction within a specific church. So if he is thinking about this, shouldn't we be thinking about, big church and a specific church the way he does? So we should be loving his church, and we'll pray hopefully here at the end for a church to love, and pray for a church to be loved by. Pray for a church to serve you and use your gifts in. A local church is the place where your gifts can thrive. All right, the next thing he talks about is, I am the root and descendant of David. So Jesus made David. He created the person David of ancient king of Israel. So Jesus made Israel. He made the world. He made the church. And he's the one that's qualified to open the scroll. In Revelation 5, I think this is interesting, is one of the elders said to me, weep no more. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll. So there's this situation in heaven where no one is found worthy to open the scroll, and everyone's kind of weeping and gnashing their teeth. And then they say, wait a minute. Jesus can open the scroll. And then how do they describe him? They describe him specifically as the root of David. So it reminds me of that Andrew Peterson song, Is He Worthy? And the answer is, he is. Listen to it today. So being the root of David is specifically a qualification that is heralded as a qualification for opening the scroll. Jesus says, I am a descendant of David. Well, this goes back to a great chapter. Read it if you have time. 2 Samuel chapter 7. where David wants to build a house for God. And then God flips the tables on him. It's really a great story. And it says, "Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you, David, a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you." That's what this passage is going to talk about. "Who shall come from your body." So this person, Jesus, is going to be a physical descendant of David. "And I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." So Jesus says, "I am David's root. That is, I came before him. I created him. And then I entered human history and was an actual descendant of David. And I fulfilled what all this was pointing to. So I, Jesus, sit on the throne that was established by David forever." And then the last thing in this passage is so wonderful is the morning star. "I am the bright morning star." So what is the morning star? It's not the star of Hollywood, you know, because every one of those people who have a star on the Walk of Fame, they're going to be judged in relationship to this real star. So why call this the morning star? Is it the first that we've heard of it? No. Way back in Numbers 24:17, it was prophesied, "A star shall come out of Jacob." It was prophesied about Jesus that a star was coming. So we've been waiting for the star. And the second thing is God loves light. He loves this bright star. It's something that the nations can come to. Isaiah 63, "And the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." And then third, God has been in the star business since creation, and he's used it as a marker for himself. When he was born, "Where is he who was born the King of Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him," said the wise men. And then fourth thing is that if you are a conqueror, that is, if you're a faithful believer, that you're going to get the morning star. So Jesus loves stars. He loves the mornings, and he loves to give himself. So he, Jesus, is the star, and he gives himself. So my prayer for today is, may you give my listeners a heart for your church. May you help them within your church. May you give them an inordinate love for a particular expression of your church. Give it to them now. Give it to them locally. And may they be a blessing to that body. May their gifts be used in unique and powerful ways to help that body and to honor you. Help sustain them through their fatigue and tiredness as their labor in the service, when they're inconvenienced, when they have to exert patience. So please, Lord, give them the morning star. Give them of yourself. Give us your star. Give us your presence, and give us your person. Thanks for listening.